And we will help you keep it running thanks to the help we get from ASE certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Denny. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Hope you guys are too. By the way, happy anniversary to you and Linda.
Well, thank you.
Got it?
Yeah. And 39 years. How about that?
Wow, absolutely. And you have how many grandchildren?
In 39 years, we have 10 grandchildren. 10? That's a good reason to make it 39 years.
I guess. Well, congrats to you guys. That's a great deal.
Yeah, we're having a little celebration this weekend, so it's really fun.
Well, good. Well, thanks for taking some time out to help our listeners out with our usual car care show. Dan, as I said, runs a place called Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. And if you do have any kind of a car care question, you can either send us a text, like a lot of folks like to do, or call us right now. We've cleared the lines, so if you want to talk to Dan before you have to bring in your vehicle to your favorite dealer, to your favorite shop, because something is wrong, Dan might give you some idea of at least what to report. Here's the number, 651-989-9226, or send us a text at 81807. Thinking about, you know, we've talked about tires, we've talked about gasoline, but I do have some text messages, Dan. Maybe we could tackle that we didn't get to. Yep.
Oh, that'd be swell.
Okay. Here's a 2007 Chevy Suburban. There's a dip in RPMs when decelerating and then jumps back up. There are codes for evaporative leak. Any thoughts on your part for that?
Yeah, well, the dip in RPM is probably more transmission related.
Oh.
As the transmission is coming out of lockout or something like that, the evaporative code would probably not have anything to do with the way that it runs. I don't think that you would notice anything because of that. But I probably would. That's one of those things where if you take it into the shop, go for a drive with the technician. Then the technician and show him what you're looking at. First thing he's going to do is hook up his scan tool to the vehicle and see what's happening with the transmission when it's happening, and that's how we zero in on something like that.
Okay.
So, hopefully they'll ask you to go for a ride with the technician, so then they can see exactly what it's doing.
Very good. 651-989-9226. We're getting a bunch of calls in, so be patient. Dennis will get to your phone calls as soon as he can. Dan, here's a 2000 Camry. Head gasket leaking oil. Power steering belt needs to be replaced. Exhaust leak ahead of the catalytic converter. Bad strut at the back. 180,000 miles on it. Do you think it's worth repairing for $2,500?
You know, I when you start looking around and see how much cars cost,
you might
find that probably is worth getting fixed up, and in fact, a lot of those repairs you could time out over, you know, stretch out over time, and it wouldn't be such a big hit all at once. But at any rate, I think that, you know, those Camrys are pretty bulletproof. If you can fix it up, that probably would serve you again for a long time. And when you start looking at cars, $2,500 doesn't go very far.
No, isn't that true? Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's 18 years old now, but it's 180,000 miles on it. That's not unheard of these days, is it?
You know, that wouldn't, in that particular car, that would not scare me at all.
Oh, okay.
I think that would be just fine.
So it's good news for the texter. If you want to send Dan a text, 81807, if that's easier, or give us a call, 651-989-9226. Let's go to the phones. Gus is calling from Spring Park. Gus, you're on with Dan.
Hey, Dan. I got an 08 F-150 Super Crew, but the front brakes, the drums, have warped twice now, and I just want to know, would, like, Brembo drilled or slotted rotors, would those last longer, or just stick with the normal Ford ones?
Yeah, I think, those drilled rotors look really cool. I've found that oftentimes in Minnesota, they don't, unless you drive the vehicle a lot, they don't work that well because they get around the little holes, they get little rust things. So they're great rotors and they do a great job, but they need to be driven. So if that fits the bill, then maybe that's a good idea for you. Otherwise, I would just recommend that you just get a good, you know, top quality brake rotor. that's a heavy vehicle, and it's hard on the front brakes when you're stopping, and of course that's why it's warping. And so I think that if you just were to upgrade a little bit to a better rotor, you probably would do just fine also.
All right, there you go, Gus. Thanks for the call. There's a line open now if you want to call Dan, 651-989-9226. And the text number again is 81807. We'll grab some text messages in a moment. But Greg is calling from Litchfield with a question. Greg, you're on CCO with Dan.
Yeah, Dan. I've got a 2004 Kia, a couple hundred thousand miles on it, and it started developing. Every once in a while, it just stops. All the electrical systems seem to work. It'll turn over fine. And if I wait 15 minutes, it'll start again. I took it to the shop. My shop, those guys drove it back and forth home to work for 2 weeks. It never happened to them. I came back. I got the car. I drove home. I got two blocks from home, and it stopped on me. I don't know if I'm cursed or if the car is cursed, but I don't. Where would you start looking? I heard crank sensor and fuel pump relay. That's all I've been able to see really for a clue. But when it runs fine. And as soon as you give it a 15-minute rest, it starts up and runs fine again. And it's no cycle or pattern to it.
Your shop's doing the right thing by trying to help you by driving the vehicle a lot. I think that if they took another shot at it, they probably would get it tacked up. And that's really the only way that they're truly going to diagnose it, to try a few things like a fuel pump relay or a crank sensor. They don't cost very much, and sometimes that's cheaper than spending a bunch of time on diagnostics. So you'll have to measure that. They have access to all the websites that would, point to common problems on that particular vehicle. It might be worth taking a shot at a couple of those components to see if that solves your problem. If not, then I think you're just going to have to leave it with them again. And that's probably odd that it didn't act up in two whole weeks. But maybe if they tried again, they would have some luck. If they can get the car to fail, then it's easy to, not easy, but relatively easy to figure out what it is, because they can figure out what piece is missing. Is it missing fuel? Is it missing spark? Is it missing fuel injector pulse? And once they know that, then the search gets much smaller when it comes to actually fixing it and diagnosing what component is the problem.
All right, very good. Thanks, Greg. 651-989-9226. Text, and we'll get to those, 81807. Folks on the line, hang on, and texters, we'll pick up on your questions as well. With Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, we'll take a quick break here.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. 24 is our Twin City temp. Denny Long here with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Dan, for those folks who want to know where you guys are located, why don't you fill us in?
Well, we're over at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria, just up the hill from the Ice Castle.
Oh, yeah.
That's going on in downtown St. Paul. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
Very good. All right, I tell you what, let's put you back to work here, Dan. Now let's see who's been waiting. It's Mark, who's calling from Woodbury. Mark, you're on CCO with Dan.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
I have a 2004 4Runner, 2010 miles, or 210,000 miles. I'm getting a howl, which is, I think, coming from my front end. Is it the four-wheel drive? Is it fixable?
Oh, it's for sure fixable. There's a couple things that could be going on up there, and my recommendation would be for you to take it in and have a professional go for a ride with you and an estimate and a plan for it. But at any rate, there's things that would make it howl would be something like a wheel bearing, if with that many miles on it, maybe there's some problems with a bearing inside the differential, which is a little bit more concerning, because that's if the differential needs to be overhauled, that's a little bit more money. But at any rate, either way, it can be fixed. And on an 04 4Runner, it's probably worth it. But I would recommend that you take it in and have somebody go for a ride with you, and they'll pretty quickly be able to tell you what the vehicle's going to need and what direction you should head with it.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Mark. Let's see. Eric is calling from Kenyon with a question. Eric, you're on CCO with Dan.
I just have a question. I got a 2004 Chevy with a 5.3-liter engine in it. I currently have 278,000 miles on this. I never had any issue with structural mechanical go wrong on this. I was kind of curious, what would be your recommendation on the longevity of this particular motor?
Well, you know, you're doing great. That's on the upper end of what we see. But usually it's not the engine that fails that causes a vehicle to be, you know, discarded. Oftentimes it's that they've gotten rusty and ugly and whatever. So if you've taken good care of it, there's no reason that it could not go, you know, another couple years or whatever. I wouldn't give up on it. I would keep working it and keep driving it. And you might want to start to be a little bit careful about how far out you get, because at that mileage, you know, anything can fail. But I think I would not give up on it yet. I think it probably will serve you for a while yet.
All right, very good. Thanks, Eric. 651-989-9226 or send a text 81807. Here's a question I was going to ask you last week, but a texter sent this in a bit ago, and I know it's not feasible all the time, but please settle our argument. The texter writes, I say it's common courtesy to wash a vehicle before bringing into the shop, especially in the winter. Friend says makes no difference.
Makes no difference. That doesn't matter to me at all. I think it's a good idea to wash your vehicle before you bring it into the shop, because it's going to be inside and warmed up and dry off nice for you before you
you
pick it up. So, and oftentimes if it's a big bill at the shop, I'm going to wash it for you anyway. So it doesn't matter to me at all. But
all right.
Some people feel judged by us if they don't clean out their car. And you know, unless it's ridiculously messy, I just don't pay any attention to it. So don't worry about that. We'll fix your car no matter what it looks
if
like.
If it's clean or dirty, makes no difference.
Yeah,
all right.
You bet.
All right. Dan, the texter says, what do you think about purchasing extended warranties for a car?
Well, that's a peace of mind thing. If I personally do not buy them, but I get my repairs done relatively inexpensively.
Yes,
so that makes a difference. If you want the peace of mind to know that, you know, if you have a major problem, an engine or a transmission or something like that, that it's going to be covered by warranty, then it might make you feel good by doing it. My only argument against them, and this is just true, is it's an insurance company that's doing the extended warranty, and they're making money on that. So know that. I think in a lifetime, you probably would be money ahead by not ever buying one, but some people aren't comfortable with that.
Yeah.
You know, they want the insurance, and so if you want the insurance and it makes you feel good, then that's exactly what you should do. Then it's worth the money because you like how it makes you feel.
All right, very good. Dan, hang on. We have to take a quick break. Dan is going to be with us for about another 14, 15 minutes or so. So you want to call us, 651-989-9226. Send a text, and we'll get back to both phones and texts in just a moment.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
24 degrees in the Twin Cities. Welcome back to this portion of CCO's Car Care Show. Danny Long here with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, answering your calls and your text messages. And Dan, we'll get to as many as we can today. Let's go back to the phones. Bruce is calling from Bloomington, I believe. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning. Say, I've just got a quick question. I have a 2011 Genesis Coupe, and when it's real cold outside, the frigid temperatures, I hear kind of a loud whistling, whining sound. I think it's from the right front, but not sure. And I don't really hear it after it warms up. Now, would you take it in to have it fixed, even though it's only kind of a cold weather problem?
Well, you'd have to decide how comfortable you are with that. I'm a little bit hesitant to chase a problem and spend a bunch of money that only happens when it's severely below zero. The that's a strange condition to be under, and everything on the vehicle is in high demand when the temperature's like that. So, me personally, I probably would be comfortable living with it, but you need to make that choice. However, know that if you do decide to bring it in, that you'll want to do it on a cold night.
Yeah, that's right.
Like on the weather that's coming up, and plan to leave it overnight so that they can hear it in the morning. But, you know, it might give you peace of mind just to let somebody else, let a professional hear it and let him either tell you, hey, you should do something with this, or don't worry about it. It'll be fine.
All right. Very good. Let's see who is next. It would be Mark in Buffalo. Mark, you're on with Dan.
Hi. Yes, I have a 2005 Dodge Grand Caravan, and it's got 350,000 miles. When I'm driving around 30 to 40 miles an hour, it feels like it's starving for fuel, but when I give it more throttle, it goes away.
Well, first of all, boy, are we getting cars with lots of mileage.
Yes,
on them.
We are.
This is 350,000 miles. That's really great. You know, it could very well be starving for fuel. That's something that, you know, would be easily checked with a fuel pressure gauge and a test drive. But there's a whole bunch of other things that could cause that symptom. A throttle position sensor or, wear and tear on the engine. Lots of things could cause that, where just in a certain range right there, things are acting up. And so I guess what I would recommend is that you do go ahead and bring that in and get a professional diagnosis on it, especially if it will do it consistently so that the shop will be able to experience it. They're going to pretty quickly get to the bottom of what's causing it, and then you can make a decision if you need to do something about it or not. But, for example, if in that condition the fuel pressure is low, then that's your warning signal, and you probably want to get that fixed, because the next step of a failing fuel pump would be for it to fail completely, and then you're stuck. So you don't want that to happen. So I think it probably would make sense to go in and have it diagnosed at least, and then you can make a decision about what you want to do about it.
Very good. Texter says this, Dan, on a 2009 Tacoma four-wheel drive pickup, a shop told me, Texter says, that the tie rod ends were bad. Well, I jacked the truck up, the texter said, and tried to wiggle the wheel. It was solid. Shouldn't I be able to feel some movement if that's the case?
If you're jacking it up correctly, and yes, you absolutely should be able to feel some looseness. And sometimes if the looseness is just minor, and if it is just minor, maybe you don't want to do anything about it. But sometimes if the looseness is just minor, it takes a second person to actually get under there, and sometimes you can't feel it. Sometimes you have to see the movement in the tie rods. Mm. So that would be my only exception. But yes, if somebody has diagnosed a loose tie rod, you should either be able to see it or feel it. And if that's not the case, I would go have a talk with that shop and see what the story is.
Yeah. Very good. Carl is calling from St. Paul with a question. Carl, you're on with Dan.
Good morning, Dan. Say, I have a question. Last week I had talked to you, and you said something about for better mileage and so forth, you can get different air filters. And you said something about gasoline, something that doesn't have all the alcohol in it. And this one, what stations carry that?
You know, that's funny, Danny. Weeks ago, we said that finding a gas station that offers gasoline without alcohol
right.
in it is hard to find. And, of course, we immediately got texts from everybody right. telling us they're all over the place. So I guess you don't have to look very far to find one. And I don't know how you find one. I have not looked. But, you know, I know there's one down the street from me that carries a line of gas that doesn't have any alcohol in it. So maybe if you Google it, or I'm not sure how you find them.
Yeah.
But I guess from what the texters are telling us, they're more common than I thought. So I don't think you have to look very far to find one.
And I think one of the things we were talking about and have in the past is that in some cases, vehicles during the winter, when they put the added the alcohol, it can reduce your mileage somewhat. Isn't that kind of true?
That's kind of true. And I think it's actually in the gas all the time. In the wintertime, they raise the amount of alcohol that they're putting in.
I got you.
Yeah. So, you know, and it's a good use of our, you know, biofuels. And so there's lots of good reasons to use it. It's good for the environment,
yeah,
and so forth. So I think in our state, in the state of Minnesota, it's mandated at some level, but I don't understand all those rules either. But at any rate, the cars are made to run on it, and the cars will run just fine on the alcohol, too.
Yep. I think we have time for one more call. Tom in Ham Lake is next up here. Tom, thanks for waiting. What's your question, please?
Well, I just wanted to comment on the Camry there, a guy that called earlier. I got an 03, and it's got 345,000 miles on it. I just checked, and that's 239 to the moon. So I'm arguably there and halfway back, and it just goes to show if you take care of it, tires, brakes, and I change oil regularly, it looks good. It isn't even rusty.
Well, that's important, too, because, Dan, as you know, once the rust hits, you can fix anything, but that's a tough road there.
If this was the Toyota show, I'd be really happy with that.
You're right. We did a show years ago, and people were we couldn't verify it, but people were calling in saying, I've got a million miles on my whatever. I remember that well. Let's see.
Somebody with a delivery van had a million miles.
Yeah,
vehicle.
Amazing. Yeah. Let's see. Let's see if we can't grab a text before we have to say goodbye. 2003 Chev Cavalier. The seatbelt is stuck, and I can't get it free. Any suggestions?
You know, that's probably going to be a bummer because the recoil in the seatbelt, it's a spring recoil, and they go bad. And when they go bad, they can't be fixed. There's no way to get in there and service it or repair it. It can only be replaced. And unfortunately, sometimes they're kind of complicated to replace. And oftentimes they're kind of expensive to buy, too. But you have to have one. So you just need to know that you either have to fix it or scrap the car. They're not serviceable for a whole bunch of reasons. You know, they're a safety issue. So we can't get in there and work on them.
Dan, before we let you go, a texter said that we always have great listeners, of course. And remember the guy who had that truck that was stopping and had the shop drive it for a couple of weeks and all that?
Oh, yep.
Texter says, I had the same thing, and it turned out to be the body control module that was the problem.
Well, there you go.
So there you go. Thanks to our listeners. Thanks to you, Dan. Again, to you and Linda, happy anniversary. And I know we'll have another show next week on that big weekend for sure.
Yeah, I'll have to talk to you about how we get down there.
We'll figure something out. All right, Dan. Have a great week.
Sounds good.
Thanks very much. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul, 982 Grand Avenue.